It was a night like any other, one of those moments when you want to talk about anything and everything that comes to mind. But tonight, what occupied my thoughts was an experience that had left an indelible mark on my life, my battle with COVID. Some may be tired of hearing my story, but it's a tale I feel compelled to share. This is my journey through words, a glimpse into the world that unfolded when I was trapped within my own mind. My encounter with COVID was unexpected, taking me to places I'd never been before, both physically and mentally. I had never spent so long in a hospital, never been so vulnerable. Emerging from a coma was an experience in itself, a surreal journey many don't live to recount. What stands out most vividly is the overwhelming fear and powerlessness that consumed me during those dark days. As my eyes fluttered open, I found myself in a world that seemed real but existed only within the confines of my own mind. I grappled with the notion that perhaps I was not of this world at that moment. People may mock or ridicule me, but what I went through was not a product of my imagination. It was real, even if only within my head. Reaching out to others seemed impossible, an exercise in futility. My dream began with the last memory of driving home from work, transitioning abruptly into waking up in an unfamiliar place. It felt like walking in a daze, the constant questioning of how I got there and why. The experience was a perpetual sense of lostness, a feeling of existence without purpose. I was then transported to a place shrouded in mystery, my mind inundated with information I couldn't comprehend. I was scared, utterly clueless about what was transpiring. The world within my coma was different from reality. When I closed my eyes, I could visualize that world distinctly. I appeared different, younger, with darker hair and tan skin. I was unburdened by pain, everything felt natural. I remember walking down a dirt road to a house with a white fence, where I met a stranger. She had striking features, blonde hair, blue eyes, and an infectious laugh. She told me about my wife's new career in Asia and asked what I wanted to do. I expressed my desire to train police dogs, but she had a different role in mind, training military dogs for the military. It thrilled me beyond measure. My job was like nothing I had ever seen, a facility filled with containers and helicopters. I dressed in black tactical gear, armed and ready. I met my two dogs and my instructor, a tough, no-nonsense woman. We embarked on an intense training journey that blurred the lines between reality and dreams. One moment, I was training dogs, and the next, I found myself in a helicopter, preparing for a mission in a chaotic, dystopian city. Our mission was straightforward: find non-compliant individuals and eliminate them as part of a grand plan called the Big Freeze. This plan aimed to reduce the world's population by cryogenically freezing half of it, then rotating the freeze process monthly. The result was a world without hunger, no currency, and the need to work for a better life. There was no room for remorse or hesitation. I took lives, a task force member with two dogs, an AR, and a 9mm sidearm. We gave people a choice: comply or face immediate termination. Many challenged us, but compliance meant entering cryogenic freeze for 5 years, or perhaps indefinitely. Life was to be radically different. Before my vacation, I visited my home, a place of comfort with a garden and a barn. It was a life of simplicity, yet contentment. The food was nutritious, and there was no scarcity. Every need was met, but my wife was absent, pursuing her career elsewhere. I called her, eager to share my newfound paradise. My journey continued as I found myself on a houseboat in the Caribbean. The azure waters stretched endlessly, and the boat was a haven of luxury. Jet skis provided access to the nearby island, where people reveled in happiness. Everywhere, there was an abundance of fresh food, freely available for the taking. It was a paradise beyond imagination, leading me to wonder if I had glimpsed heaven or an alternate universe. I have countless memories, bits and pieces of my extraordinary experience. Some question what it's like to be in a coma, but it defies explanation. I saw nurses, felt fear, and once believed I held vital information they wanted to conceal. It's an experience no one can fully understand unless they've lived it. In conclusion, what happened to me was meant to be. I glimpsed the other side, a beautiful experience that nobody can take from me. Some may grow tired of hearing my story, but I won't be silenced. It was both breathtaking and terrifying, an odyssey that forever changed me. It's a story of a journey beyond reality, one I will continue to share, regardless of who listens.